Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and today my guest is Nina Cordell, the Women's Programs Coordinator with the YWCA here in Thompson. She's here to talk about the Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. Thank you for joining me today. So tomorrow, the YWCA, along with the Thompson Crisis Center and the U of M Social Worker Program, will be hosting a Day of Remembrance and Action for Violence Against Women. So what is this Day of Remembrance?
So December 6th marks the anniversary of the murders of the 14 young women at the Ecole Polytech School. There was a gentleman who was targeting women specifically. He didn't agree with the women being enrolled in male-dominated trades, engineering, sciences, things like that. He was against that. He targeted those women. This year is the 30th anniversary of that event.
Now, a major part of this Day of Remembrance is the vigil for the victims of the Montreal Massacre. You already gave us a bit of background on that incident, but why is it important to remember it?
I think it's important because women are still not necessarily targeted as violently, but women are still trying to break into those areas, those careers for themselves, and it's been hard. And so, you know, we're always up for the fight for equality.
So could you tell us what will be happening on Friday to commemorate this Day of Remembrance in Thompson?
Yeah, so what we're hosting is the vigil in our building at 39 Nickel Road at 2 p.m. at the YWCA. Followed by that, we'll have some opportunities for people to give us feedback. So we're asking the community, what are some ways that you think we can reduce violence against women? You know, maybe people are familiar with things that have worked in their own communities or what they're already doing. What are some things that we could be focusing on more at the Y or sharing that information with our partners? We also have an opportunity for people to remember those who we've lost at the hands of violence or are missing. So we'll have some booths set up for information. We'll have some information on the Moosehide campaign as well.
Unfortunately, this is an issue that still goes on to this day. What are the resources available in Thompson that you can share for people who are in these situations?
Yeah, in terms of locally, that's part of our mandate as well, is we're a feminist organization, so we actually don't turn anybody away. So if anybody is in need, they can call me, 778-1209. We also have the Crisis Center that's available. Those are just some of the things locally that I can think of, but that's where we can start. You know, every situation is different. There's no judgment. We just want to be a safe place for people.
Now, once again, could you tell us where and when the Day of Remembrance will take place?
So everything will happen this Friday at 2 p.m. at our building at the YWCA. We're going to start in the dining room and then we'll move into the Women's Resource Center where all the information will be available for people.
Now, was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
I do just want to add quickly that, like you said, the Crisis Center and the School of Social Work are our partners, and the students have coordinated a film viewing. So at 10 a.m., they're going to be showing The Mask You Live In. It's a documentary, and it'll be at the TRCC multipurpose room. Refreshments will be provided for that, and that's at 10 a.m. There's also the Crisis Center. They participated in the national campaign, the 16 Days of Activism. So they'll have things available throughout those 16 days as well, from November 25th to December 10th.
Well, thank you very much, Nina, for chatting with me today about the Day of Remembrance. I know you're a bit under the weather, so it's very much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
All right, that was Nina Cordell from the YWCA, who talked about the Day of Remembrance and Action for Violence Against Women, which is taking place tomorrow. For Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.